Welcome to the garden. There'll be three stops on our tour. We'll begin right here, then we'll move into the middle of the garden. We'll finish down at the tomb. Should take us around 20-25 minutes to do that. I'll show you. You're having a meeting afterwards?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll show you your meeting place. I hope by the end of that time most of your questions would be answered, but I'm always open to questions. I'll try and answer questions you may have. My name is Bob McLean. You may have picked up something from the accent that originally I'm from Scotland, okay?
Yeah.
We'll put that behind us. We'll carry on. To put this site in context, I want to remind you a story I'm sure you're familiar of. We read about it in the Hebrew Bible in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 21. The story of Naboth and his vineyard. Naboth had a vineyard. King Ahab saw it and wanted it, but Naboth wouldn't sell. Now Jezebel knew that Ahab was upset about this, so she took Naboth to court on trumped up charges. And she had two so-called witnesses tell false stories about him, and of course he was found guilty. 1 Kings 21 verse 13 says they took him outside the city and he was stoned to death, because executions were carried on outside cities. It would have been unclean to execute a criminal within the walls. Now Naboth lived in the north, and by and large you're facing north, that direction, in Jezreel. But if you had lived in the old city of Jerusalem across there, and the courts had found you guilty and condemned you to death by stoning, this is where they would have brought you. This area below us here, where today is this bus station, which has only been here since the 50s, they would have brought you here. This was a place of stoning where the Jewish authorities punished their criminals. Now when the Romans came to power here, they brought with them their own laws. They passed a local law forbidding stoning. Now we know they were not successful, because we read in the Acts that Stephen was stoned. But they tried to stamp it out because they introduced a different death penalty, which was crucifixion, of course. We believe they continued to use the same area, this area here, to execute people by crucifixion, the same area as the Jewish authorities had used before them. Now I should say, as regards stoning, the first act of stoning was to throw the person from the hill. Only afterwards were rocks used. Now you may remember when Jesus was in Nazareth and they gave him the scripture to read, and he said, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." They were upset, and they went to throw him from the hill, it says. They were going to stone him, but it says he walked right through them. Okay? Now where was Jesus crucified? The Bible tells us a number of things. I'm going to mention very briefly 5 points I think are significant. First, we know the name of the place. Matthew 27 verse 33 tells us, when they came to Golgotha, the place of the skull, there they crucified him. Now it was the Jews who called it Golgotha. The Romans had a different name for it, and we're all familiar with that name because it was Calvaria, Calvary. So Golgotha and Calvary is one and the same place. And both words mean the same thing. Both words mean the skull. Where was the skull? The place where Jesus was crucified. Well, generations of people have looked at the hill over there and thought they could see a skull's face. Now this picture here was taken more than 130 years ago, before there were any buildings outside the walls here on the north side of the city. And you can see why people looking at this would see a skull's face. And you can still see it today, even after years of erosion of this hill here, the place of the skull. The Bible tells us more. John 19 verse 20 says that Pontius Pilate had a sign made. It was fixed to the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Read that verse to the end, John 19 verse 20, and it says, "Many of the Jews read the sign, because the place where Jesus was crucified was close to the city." We know Golgotha was close to the city, and you're ideally placed to see 300 meters from here. There's the walls of the city, just the other side of the road there. Hebrews 13 at verse 12 says Jesus suffered outside the city gate. Just like Naboth, in other words. They took him outside the city to execute him. Now the nearest city gate is only 400 meters from here. We can't see it for this building behind us. But you've certainly passed it. You may have walked through it. The Damascus Gate?
Yes.
right over there. Now it's an old gate, but it doesn't date back to the time of Jesus. But the archaeologists have dug underneath it, and they found there a Byzantine gate. And they've dug underneath that gate, and they found a Roman gate there, just 400 meters from where we are right now, right over there, outside the city gate. Mark 15, verse 29 says that people passing by were hurling insults at him. There's a place at the other... You'll be here just a few minutes? Mark 15, verse 29 tells us the people passing by were hurling insults at Jesus. Now, not the witnesses at the cross, the people that stayed there, but passers-by. So we know there was a roadway there for these passers-by adjacent to where the cross was situated. Now, with evidence for this, there was a Roman writer who wrote about crucifixion. His name was Quintilian, and he wrote these words: "When we crucify criminals, crowded highways are chosen so that many may see it and may be moved by fear." Because the Romans were ruthless occupiers here. They did many crucifixions. And they did them by the roadside so the passers-by would see the full horror of it close at hand. The last point, John 19 verse 41 says, "At the place where Jesus was crucified, there was a garden. And in the garden, a new tomb. No body had yet been laid in." The tomb had never been used before, the tomb in this garden. Because it was a Jewish day of preparation, and because it was nearby, they laid the body of Jesus there, in that new tomb, in that garden. And soon we'll have a look at the tomb in the garden here. But there, in summary, we have 5 points from the Bible that tell us where Jesus was crucified. It was close to the city. It was outside a city gate. It was by a busy roadside. It was next to a garden with a tomb. And it was at a place called the Place of the Skull. Now, we feel the 5 criteria are perfectly satisfied by this site. And that this area below us here, the old place of stoning, was the area where Jesus was crucified. Now, I grew up with an image in my mind of a hill with 3 crosses on it. And I've since revised, tried, I can't get rid of it, but I now know that I don't believe that image is accurate. Because we don't believe that Jesus was crucified on top of the hill. The Bible doesn't say there was a hill. And I think the hymn writers, and they did a great job because they've written wonderful hymns, and probably the most common hymn we hear here in the garden just about every day is "Old Rugged Cross," but we don't believe that that verse is accurate that talks about the hill. We know the Romans always used the roadside. We don't believe the people passing by would have been able to read the sign on the cross from the roadside. It's 300 meters. And if you're going to insult somebody, you want to know that they hear the insult. Likewise, what worth are insults? What value are they at 300 meters to a man nailed to a cross, close to death? So we can't point to the spot. We think it's somewhere over by the roadside over there, at the edge of this bus station. We would have to excavate to get a better idea. Okay? Down below us. Alright, you may want to take some pictures now, and then we'll go into the garden when you finish there.